We've been talking about farming quite a bit this weekend, so we have one more story we'd like to tell you about, this time from Kansas. We're going to look at how farming is helping a group of refugees bridge the divide from their old homes to their new lives in the United States. In Kansas, there's a program called New Roots for Refugees. It aims to teach the basics and business of farming over the course of 4 years. At the end, many graduates are ready to start farms of their own. Aluakemi Eladesui has the story.
Juniper Farm is a 9-acre spread on the Kansas side of Kansas City. It's in the midst of boxy, yellow, and brown public housing, beyond the highway and past empty grain elevators. As their children play on the grassy knoll behind us, four women sit at a plastic picnic table. They're students at a program called New Roots for Refugees. It's a joint effort between Catholic Charities and a nonprofit called Cultivate Kansas City, which encourages locally grown food and urban agriculture.
It is like a practical education here, so I love it very much.
Like Don Rai, a first-year farmer, many of the men and women at New Roots come from Bhutan or Burma. Some are farmers in their homelands. But farming on the outskirts of Kansas City is different. The land, the crops, even the weather. Still, this brisk morning is a perfect time to work outside. Yes. As a train passes, Cece Cho plants zucchini seeds and baby heads of kale in her quarter-acre plot behind the greenhouse. Earlier this month, she sold spinach, spring garlic, and radishes at a local farmer's market. She is the first New Roots farmer to sell produce this season. Cece Cho picks a deep red radish. She rinses it off and hands it to me. It's bitter, but has a sweet aftertaste. Much like the journey that brought her and the other refugees here. They fled ethnic violence and military oppression that made their people victims of torture, systemic rape, and forced labor. For some, escape meant enduring years in cramped refugee camps. Entire families shared one-room shelters covered with roofs made of plastic sheeting. So while many who've come here are struggling economically, like Cece Cho, they're happy to be in the U.S.
Yeah, American government is good, yeah. No separate or color or race, yeah, everything good.
But it doesn't mean that the transition is easy. Sam Davis is here to help. The students call him Mr. Sam. He's a site manager who teaches how to farm, manage a small business, and navigate a new life in America. Mr. Sam says he understands. His family moved here from Arkansas about 60 years ago.
We were Americans coming to Kansas, and it was like going to another country for the first, you know, you had to fight your way to school, you had to fight your way home.
Fitting in was hard for Mr. Sam because he spoke a different dialect. It's one way that he relates to the refugees.
The language I don't understand. The expression, most of the time, I understand. But morning. But that's actually how I communicate with them, you know, and I don't give up.
It's that kind of spirit that encourages people like August Ga. She's 25 years old and often translates for her mother, Beipa, who graduated from New Roots a few years ago.
Even if they don't know the English that much, and when they speak, Sam will understand my mom.
August used to come here to help her mom out, but now Beipa has her own 3-acre farm, which she farms with her sister. Last year, the operation made over $10,000. Mr. Sam says the benefits of New Roots go beyond the farmers.
They can keep doing what they did in their homeland, and if they get enough land, they already set up a market, and it continues to go on. It feeds back into the community, the neighborhood.
A neighborhood where many of these refugees are starting to feel at home. Here's August Gobb.
My mom get to work here, and then she met other people here. And we feel very, like, close to each other and then feel much better.
What's brought them together in Kansas City is farming. But what's keeping them together is community. For NPR News, I'm Oluwakemi Eladesui.